covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
I wonder, seriously, I wonder how those electric cars, work in winter. It'll be something to find out in the next 48 hours, won't it? 35 degree swing or more in some places over a 48 hour period. Temperatures are going to plunge down into the teens in a couple more days, so keep that in mind. Steve Gorham joining me now. Executive Director of the Climate Science Coalition of America, author of several books on energy, climate, and sustainable development. The headline here, the tax bill being attacked for the loss of the electric car subsidy, but most Americans don't even want electric cars, so says Steve Gorham. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Great to join you.
Always good to have you here. So most Americans don't want electric cars. You know, we just had a guest on last hour who said quite clearly that Tesla's going bankrupt anyway. They can't sustain the kind of losses that they're taking. And certainly if things change in the world for these subsidies, they'll be gone. True or false?
Yeah, it might be the case. I wish I was smart enough to short them, but I don't know. I'm not good enough financially. But yeah, Elon Musk has picked up $5 billion in subsidies over the last decade. So he has a great way of promoting green renewables and getting governments to pay him money.
Okay, so... You know, when you talk about America and what we want, what is it we want? Do we want electric cars? Do we want electric trucks? What is it we really want?
Well, you know, sustainability and actually electric cars are entirely a creation of sustainability. And it seems like sustainability means coercion. You have to have force people to do things they don't want to do. One of those examples is electric cars. But it's pretty clear if you look at the statistics. Last year, only 159,000 electric cars were sold in the U.S. out of 17.6 million units, and that's after more than a decade of subsidies and promotion by.
Give me that number again. How many electric cars?
159,000.
That's it.
Out of 17.6 million units, yeah, very very small. The Ford F-Series pickup. Outsold the entire plug-in electric market. And as I say, this is after a rebate's been, since 2009, a $7,500 rebate, and the Obama administration has had the EV Everywhere Challenge and the Workplace Charging Challenge, all this promotion by governments, but electrics just aren't doing too well.
People just don't, it's just not what they, well, first of all, I mean, even with the subsidies and so forth, you look at the Teslas. It's a $100,000 plus automobile, and yeah, those people get what $7,500 back, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The fact is, the rich, and pardon me, but people that are wealthier than average are the ones buying the electric cars and then getting $7,500 to put in their pocket to go with it.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, most of these are leased. Most electric cars are leased. The guys who get the $7,500 are the lessors. But I think people have figured out that they don't want an electric after 5 years when the battery pack dies. So these are leased, and you're right. They usually go to the wealthy people in society, not the people, the small income guys that are trying to break even.
So it's incredible, isn't it, that we have these subsidies profiting these companies that are going down the drain. That's the thing. We continue to prop up these companies with taxpayer dollars that don't seem that they're going to make it. And that's concerning to me as a taxpayer. Why would we pick winners and losers when the American public has said that they want 17.6 million vehicles? You know, you don't even get the point one out of there, right?
Yeah, that is true. And this is all supposedly better for the environment. That's the pitch. There's really no evidence for that either. Most electricity comes from hydrocarbons, natural gas or coal, and if you think greenhouse gases are bad, a study in England said that if they force everybody to go to electric cars, they would actually emit more.
Well, let me ask you this, too, on something you just mentioned. Steve Gorham here, Executive Director of the Climate Science Coalition of America. You mentioned that the battery life was about 5 years, right?
Yeah.
So what happens to those battery packs that have all sorts of you know, nickel, cadmium, all sorts of heavy metals and other poisons. What happens to those batteries after their 5 years is up?
Well, they'd have to be recycled or they'd have to go to landfills.
So they go to the landfill. That's good for the environment.
Yeah, if we have millions of electric cars, that might be an issue. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And you know, the average life of a car in the U.S. is now 11 years. People keep them a long time or they resell them in the secondary market. But these batteries only last about 5 to 7, and then, you know, they really degrade. And if you look at all the warranties from Tesla and just about everybody else, I think there's one car manufacturer that actually warranties the battery performance. But they only guarantee, they have these 100,000-mile batteries, but they only guarantee that it'll move the car. They don't guarantee that they'll get long driving range, for example. So,
or reach highway speed.
Yeah, so if you... You know, if you have an electric, I wouldn't buy a used electric.
Oof.
The bill for a Nissan Leaf is about $5,000 for replacement, but for a S model Tesla, it's $40,000 to replace the battery pack. So it is
$40,000. You can buy brand new cars for $40,000.
Yeah,
nice ones. What's that?
That's what I call maintenance. $40,000.
Good Lord, $40,000. You know, I complain about putting new tires on the truck sometimes. You know, I grumble about how expensive tires are for a truck. And 11 years. That's an interesting little note you made there. 11 years, the average life expectancy of a motor vehicle today. Apparently,
yep.
Apparently, I'm doing better than that because I got one that's about 18.
There you go.
Well, the old beast.
Yeah, the new thing is that the tax bill. They're now going to a reconciliation between the House and Senate versions.
Uh-huh.
But the House version gets rid of this $7,500 subsidy.
Because it should.
Tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a big deal. There's a lot of environmentalists are up in arms about that. We'll see what happens. But in places where these subsidies have been eliminated, in Denmark, in Hong Kong,
real quick,
sales of electrics have crashed.
Well, there you go. Steve Gorham. A great conversation. We'll have you back when the final tax bill includes or doesn't include that money for electric cars. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve Gorham, Executive Director and Climate Science Coalition of America. We'll be right back.